Hello, and welcome to another Health Essentials podcast. I'm John Horton, your host. Some people may consider today's topic a little odd, and that's understandable. After all, it's hard to imagine that a tap, tap, tap with a finger somewhere on your body can melt away stress and ease pain. But there is science behind emotional freedom technique, or EFT tapping. Intrigued? Well, so were we, which is why we ask functional medicine specialist Melissa Young to come back and join us today. Dr. Young is one of the many experts at Cleveland Clinic who pop into the podcast to help us rethink our approach to personal health. So come with us as we tap into this newer wellness concept to see what it can do. Welcome back to the podcast, Dr. Young. If today is anything like your other visits, I know we are going to feel very relaxed by the time we're done talking.
Well, I'm going to do my best to help us get more relaxed, and it's so good to see you again.
Well, you know, what I always love about our chats is that you introduce us to these alternative ways to kind of care for our body, mind, and soul. Do you find that people are becoming increasingly open to trying these sort of holistic approaches?
I actually think it's more than just being open. I mean, that for sure. But we're just seeing more and more people who are looking for alternatives. And they, you know, some people are finding they're sensitive to medications. They get a lot of side effects. So looking for something, you know, different. But more and more people are looking to find their root causes of their health issues, wanting to find ways to help their body heal. So yes, absolutely. More and more, you know, patients come to us looking for what are the options? What are some of the things that they could do?
Well, and when you talk about different approaches, I mean, EFT tapping is, it feels like about as different as you're going to get. So tell us a little bit about this technique and kind of what it can do.
Absolutely. And I agree. You know, at first glance, it seems a little different.
But it does.
So emotional freedom technique or tapping, I like to think about it as a blend of modern psychology and tapping on these acupressure meridian points to sort of lower stress, to help people with things like anxiety, mood issues, even pain. So it's really this nice blend of connecting the mind and the body and helping, you know, calm people down and calm stress down.
And for those who are kind of questioning this whole thing, I mean, there are studies that kind of show the effectiveness of EFT tapping, right?
There are. There's actually a lot of studies, perhaps not all are designed as well as we would like. And, you know, I hope for the future to see more of those. But yes, there's actually quite a number of studies in showing help with anxiety, depression, post-traumatic stress disorder, pain. I think the most evidence we see for lowering anxiety, but there was a study I looked at that showed, you know, in the participant group, there was a decrease in pain, increase in happiness and quality of life scores. There was another study that showed up to a 43% decrease in cortisol levels. And just to remind people, or if they don't know, cortisol is one of our primary stress hormones. So that's pretty impressive.
It's hard to argue with those sort of results. So as we dig into this a little bit, let's take a step back and kind of focus on the body's meridian points, which I know you brought up. So what are those? And kind of, I guess, more importantly, where are they? Since it seems like the key to EFT tapping is hitting the right spots.
Sure. So I can only give you a very simple explanation of these meridian points, and they are strings of acupuncture points on the body where energy flows. For a deeper understanding, we would definitely need to speak with a traditional Chinese medicine practitioner. But many people are very familiar with acupuncture and, you know, putting needles in different places in the body, sometimes not even where the problem itself is, but that, you know, it helps blockages in energy. So, you know, in tapping, we are, you know, utilizing 9 of those points. And, you know, I thought maybe we would talk briefly about those. And then at the end, we could do actually, you know, 1 round of tapping, which might be fun.
We definitely would. Every time you're on, we always do one of those. So that is exactly what we'll do later. So so go on, though. Kind of give us the map here.
Definitely. But, you know, for these, the 9 points, the first one is called the karate chop point. And it's, you know, tapping with 4 fingers on the side of the hand below the pinky. And, you know, I know there's always great questions of, does it matter what side you're tapping on? And it does not. So if you're right or left-handed or one feels better than the other, you know, just choose that. Then we go and we tap in the front of the eyebrow between the sort of bridge of the nose and our eyebrow. And, you know, 2 fingers, we can do one side or the other, or actually both. I'm partial, and we don't have any data on this yet, but I'm partial to actually tapping on both sides so that both sides of the brain are actually getting input. You know, we know about, you know, the left and the right side of the brain. So the eyebrow, and then we go down to the side of the eye, right on the bone, and we tap there. We come under, tap on the bone, under the eye again, one side, the other, or both. Then below the nose, above the upper lip. And then we come to below the lower lip, above the chin. And then we're going to do our collarbone. So about 2 inches between those bones or not, and, you know, notches here. And you can do, again, both sides, one side, or take your hand where it sort of spans both. Then we go about 3 inches under the armpit and we tap again, 2 to 4 fingers. And then the last point is going to be on the crown of the head and we tap there. So those are the 9 points. You know, there's more of a sequence, which we'll talk about, you know, to the tapping, but those are the points.
Well, you definitely gave us the map that we need. So yeah, let's get into a little bit more of that EFT process. As I understand, it's kind of divided into 5 steps. So can you kind of walk us through that?
Absolutely. So our first step is identifying the emotion or problem that's perhaps bothering you in that particular moment. So that could be anger, feeling stressed, anxiety, depression, even pain, you know, can be part of this sadness. So I like to say, you know, I love kind of tuning in of, you know, putting maybe hand on your chest, closing your eyes, focusing inward. And what is the, you know, emotion or issue you want to deal with? Then step 2 is rating the intensity of that emotion or, you know, pain, if that's, you know, one of the issues. Then there's called the setup. And so here we adopt a phrase that includes acknowledgement of the issue, but also acknowledgement of self-acceptance. So it would go something like this: even though I feel anxiety in my body, I fully and deeply accept myself.
It's key here with this, with the issue that you pick, that it should be about you. It can't be kind of directed at somebody else who's you feel like is causing you a problem. It needs to be kind of self-reflective.
Actually, I think that's a very critical point. So it's about what's going on with you, what you're feeling, and combining that, you know, acknowledgement that there is an issue, because I think sometimes in today's society, we want to push that away. And so acknowledgement that I am feeling this, but that it's okay. And I accept myself despite that. So absolutely.
now we've set ourselves up with those first three steps and kind of set the stage. And now we, now this is when we get into our tapping now, right?
Absolutely. So that's when we start the tapping process, repeating that phrase that you've come up with. And actually we can expand upon that when we do it, you know, for our demonstration, through each of the tapping points. The typical amount of rounds that you might do is about 5 to 7. But if it, that feeling, you know, hasn't sort of resolved by 5 to 7 rounds, or you still feel like you have a little more work to do, you can certainly do more rounds than that. So that's important to know. And then we finish with assessing the final intensity after we've gone through this process.
Well, that definitely lays it out. So do you want to kind of walk us through one?
I'd be happy to. Before we do that, if I always have, you know, my caveats of the more you practice these things, and we've talked about, you know, meditation and breath work in the past, but the more consistent you are with your practice on a regular basis, it helps your body, your nervous system be able to shift out of fight or flight, which is sympathetic mode, into the parasympathetic, calm, rest and digest. And sometimes even smaller amounts of time over, you know, a day can be helpful. And also, if at any time these feelings that you're experiencing are really overwhelming, to take a step back and, you know, always seek the care of a medical professional if it's too much at one time for someone.
Okay, well, let's jump into it.
All right, excellent. So first we're going to, you know, focus on what is bothering us today. Stress is so universal. I'm going to, you know, start with stress as that focus. And so we are going to focus now on intensity. And so everyone who's listening to this, just, you know, if you want, you can close your eyes, focus in. What is that intensity? I would say today mine is about a 3 or a 4. Other times it has been higher, but we'll start with 3 or 4. And then we're going to start here with just tapping right here on our side of our hand, right below the pinkies. And we're going to do that gently but firmly. And then one can say silently to themselves or out loud if they're doing this themselves, even though I have all this stress in my body, I accept myself totally. We keep tapping. Keep tapping. And even though I have all this stress in my body, it's hard to let go. I am open to letting it go. Keep tapping. Even though I have all this stress in my life, all this stress in my body right now, I am choosing to let it go. Now we're going to move to our eyebrows. So move our tapping here to the edge of the eyebrows, whatever side you're comfortable with. So right in the corner where between your nose, bridge of your nose and your eyebrow, one side or the other or both, and continuing to think about the stress in your life, the stress in your body. And this is a time we want to bring up those feelings. We want to feel them because we're working on that mind-body connection. So gentle tapping. Even though I have all this stress in my body, I am choosing to let it go. And then bringing over, we're moving our tapping to the side of the eye now on the bone. Perfect. Tapping gently but firmly. Even though I have this stress in my body, I am open to releasing it now. Still really thinking about that feeling, bringing it up in your body, bringing it up in your mind as you're tapping. Perfect. Now we're going to come to tapping point under the nose, under the nose. Even though I have all this stress in my body, I am open to releasing it now. Good. Gentle but firm tapping. And coming down here to under the lip, above the chin. Continuing to bring up those emotions, though you may find that they are starting to decrease now. Even though I have all this stress in my life, all this stress in my body, I am releasing and open to releasing this stress. Okay. And then we're going to come down to the upper chest below the clavicles, and we're going to tap down here, and it can be one side, it can be both. Perfect. Bringing your attention to that emotion, that feeling in the body. That even though I have all this stress in my life, I am open at this time to letting it go. Good. Now we're going to move to three fingers under our arms, tapping, tapping. Even though I am holding on to all this stress, I choose to let it go now. And then we're going to come to the top of our head. 3 to 4 fingers at the crown, the very top of our head. It perfect, perfect tapping. Even though I have all this stress in my life, I am releasing it now.
Yeah.
Tap.
Yes.
And that is one sequence. And we would do that, you know, 5 to 7 times. We can change those phrases, but it always should include that, you know, combination of acknowledging whatever the emotion is, and that, you know, I love and accept myself. I am releasing it now. I am open to releasing it now. And over time, it lessens and lessens. So now we want to check in, and everyone can check in at home where they are. And actually, my stress level is down to a 2.
So I take it when you're doing that too, it would be a good idea with your breathing to kind of slow that down, much like we've talked about before when you visited us and we worked through breathing techniques, but to kind of use those sort of tactics also and just kind of get a sense of relaxation across your whole body.
Yes. And, you know, we can start with that when we're checking into the body and start to slow our breathing, use it certainly throughout the whole process. You know, everything that we do to connect the mind and the body, and especially our breath, like you mentioned, is the interface of the mind and the body. It helps slow, you know, the stress response, lower the stress response.
Dr. Young, you make this seem so simple. So I have to ask, though, if someone wants to start using EFT tapping regularly, is there anything that they should do in advance?
So I don't think you necessarily have to do too much in advance. I think you need to, you can have it written down or printed out, you know, the sequence of, you know, how to do the process. You know, there's so many good resources now on the internet. You can, you know, view this on YouTube. And more actually therapists are incorporating this into their, you know, counseling practice. But I think that, you know, all you need is the process and a little practice. And as long as, you know, those emotions aren't, you know, out of control and you know, super difficult for someone to deal with, you know, when you'd want to do that with a professional. I don't think there's too much that you really need to, you know, prepare. You can jump right in.
Well, that's great to hear. And I have to say, we always end these sessions and I'm so relaxed. The time we're done. I'm ready to like fall asleep. So before I kind of nod off or anything, is there any final tips or thoughts you might have on EFT tapping?
You know, there's so many wonderful practices and modalities now for people to be on their own, to learn how to calm, you know, their anxiety, calm the stress in their body. And I think this is one that, you know, is worth exploring. We've talked in the past about breathwork and meditation. Part of it is finding what do you resonate with, what, you know, works best for you. But that's an exploration. And so trying lots of different techniques is actually fun in finding what works for you.
Well, Dr. Young, we always appreciate how you help us explore these. And I look forward to our next journey together.
I always do as well. Thank you so much, Don.
EFT tapping is a unique approach to managing stress and pain. If you open your mind to its possibilities, self-help may be right at your fingertips. Till next time, be well.
Thank you for listening to Health Essentials, brought to you by Cleveland Clinic and Cleveland Clinic Children's. To make sure you never miss an episode, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts or visit clevelandclinic.org/HEpodcast. This podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to replace the advice of your own physician.